So today's daf is Makos. This week we're doing Makos daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we are learning about this machlokes between there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So there's a whole discussion that was in last week's Avod about. Do we hold lav shein bo mas? Okay, well, about hasra safek, is it considered hasra? Or so let's see. Actually, the Gemara starts in the fifth line and says v'tarvayu aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. So this machlokas, this debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding whether hasra safek is a hasra, meaning. And if you warn someone not to do something, when it's not clear that if they do it, they will actually commit a sin and get malchus, is that a valid hasra? Is it only a valid hasra if someone gets warned that if he does this, he will definitively commit the sin or not? So we are now in the fourth line, the last word, and the Gemara says, "Vitarvahu alibad Rabbi Yehuda." Their machlokes. It reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and what's this machlokes? The Tanya, because we have a brisa. What does the brisa say? V'lo sosiru mimenu ad boker v'anosu mimenu ad boker. So the pasuk says that there's a prohibition of nosar. You can't have leftover korban meat. We're just on the fifth or sixth line in Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. You shouldn't have leftover korban meat. And if you have any left over, ba'esh tisrofu, you should burn it. And this pasuk, ba'ha kasav liteid ase achar lo tase, lo bar she'ed lo kidolav, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the position that because this is a classic lav hanitak lase, there's a mitzvah ase following the lav, there's a mitzvah ase of burning any leftover korban meat. So since that follows the lotase, so therefore, if you do the lotase, you do not get malchus. Okay, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Now, the Gemara says the following. I muted everyone, and we're about the seventh or eighth line. So Rabbi Yochanan diyek hachi. Rabbi Yochanan, he infers like this. Taima debaha kasuf. He says the following. Rav Yochanan tells us that the only reason why you don't get malchus if you have leftover korban, let's say korban meat, the only reason why you don't get malchus is because the pasuk tells you that there is an asay following the law. That's why you don't get malchus. It had haloba kasuv, without this mitzvah asay loke, you would get malchus. Alma, we see from here, Hasra Safek Shema Hasra. That had there not been this assay, you would have got Malchus. So we see from here that this is then let's think about this for a second. Without the assay, then you would have got Malchus. What would have happened? I would have warned you. I would have said, Mark, do not eat this Korban Pesach meat, because if you do eat this Korban Pesach meat, because if you leave it over, you might get Malchus. So that, right, because basically, whatever I tell you, don't have any leftover korban meat, right? It's not, you're not about to commit the sin. I guess it's unless it's the very last minute of the night. If I come to you, let's say in the beginning of the night, and I tell you, don't have any leftover meat, because if you don't, normally speaking, for you to get malchus. I have to warn you, don't do this, and then you do it right away, and then you're about to commit a sin, and I tell you, don't do this, because you're going to get malchus, and then you commit the sin, so that's a definite warning. If you do this, you're going to get a lav. But here, what am I telling you? That you could eat it all day, right? And so if I warn you, you better eat it now, that is a hasra safek, because it's not, even if you don't eat it now, you still might not get malchus, because you might eat it later. So the fact that you would have got Malchus had we not had this mitzvah asay afterwards, obviously we infer from here that Hasra Safek is a Hasra. Okay? That's Rabbi Yochanan's inference from this. And very shlakish diakachi, he makes a different inference. Taima de ba kasuv, halo ba kasuv loke, alma lav shimamasa loke de lav. Reish Lakish infers something different. He says that without the ase, you would have got malchus. What does that come to teach you? That it's the reason why you're getting malchus is because it's a lav. We see from here that lav shein bo masa, you get malchus. Because here, what are you doing? You're not doing anything. Torah says, don't leave over any meat. What do? You do nothing. So Reish Lakish basically says that normally speaking, lav that doesn't involve an action, you would get malchus. So what's interesting is Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both infer different things, different halachos from this Gemara. Because there's a mitzvah saseh, so you don't get malchus. Had there not been a mitzvah saseh, you would have got malchus. Rabbi Yochanan infers, what do we see from here? This is a hasra safek. So we see hasra safek, so you do get malchus. And Reish Lakish says, no, that's not the inference. The inference is that you would have got malchus. What do we see from here? Lav shein bo maase, you get malchus for this. But wait a second. Now the Gemara is going to ask on either opinion. For Rav Shimon ben Lakish, nami havade hasra safeku. So Reish Lakish says, but wait a second. At the end of the day, it's still a hasra safek. In other words, when you leave over meat, right? So that prohibition of leaving over meat, that's both a lav shein bo maase and a hasra safek. So you should learn both halachos. So why doesn't Reish Lakish, why doesn't he infer from this case that hasra safek is a hasra? Because maybe you won't leave over. So savar la ki idach tana de Rabbi Yehuda. Really, Reish Lakish holds like the other tana that holds within the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that Hasra Safek is not a Hasra. The truth is there's another Rabbi Yehuda. There are two Rabbi Yehuda Braisas. And this second Braisa is what? Says the following. Ditanya, because we learned a different Braisa that Hika Ze Vechazar Vehika Ze Kilel Ze Vechazar Vekilel Ze. Let's say, right, the halacha is that what? If you hit your father and you cause a wound or you curse out your father, so then you are put to death. If any of your children want to beat you, let them know that before they do that. If a child beats you, if a child beats a parent, child curses out a parent, then they're put to death. Let's say there's a doubt, you're not sure who your father is. How can you not be sure who your father is? Because some children are born after the wife is 9 months pregnant, and some children are born after their wife is 7 months pregnant, right? So that's why, by the way, if man and woman get divorced, so she is not allowed to get married for another 3 months. Why? Because let's say she gets pregnant, let's say she gets married the day after she gets divorced, or a week after. So we don't know if the child, right, comes from the first husband or the second husband. So this case is a situation where we don't know, is this guy has two fathers. He has two potential fathers. Okay? And so let's say that he wounds both of them, one after the other. Okay? And in each one there was a separate warning. So if I warn you, don't hit this guy, because if you do, maybe you'll be put to death, and then you hit the other guy, and then you're about to hit the other guy, and I say, don't hit this man, because he's also probably your father, you might also be your father, and if you do, you're going to be put to death. Now, after you hit both of them, you definitely hit and wounded your father. But each warning is a hasra safek. Okay? Hika shneim babas achatz, or let's say, let's say if you hit both of them, right after the first warning, oh kilel shnei mevas achas, or if you curse them all both out together within 3 seconds of each other, so then you're chayef. So according to the first opinion, according to the Tanna Kamma, whether there are separate warnings for each father, each potential father, or there's one warning and you hit both fathers one immediately after the other, you are put to death. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says that bebas achas chayev, bezachar ze potter. if you hit them all together, in other words, if I tell you, these are both, you're about to strike both of your potential fathers, and I tell you, if you wound both of them, you're definitely going to be wounding your father, in which case you're put to death. That's a hasras vadai, and you would be put to death. But bezachar zepater. But if you do one after the other, let's say I warn you first time, and then I warn you for the second one, that's hasras avik, and you would be putter. So in other words, what do we conclude from here? We conclude that you have Rabbi Yehuda saying opposite things. In the Nosar Gemara, in the Nosar Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda seems to say Hasra Safek is valid. And in this one, he seems to say it's not valid. So what you have to say is that there were different, you'd have to say that there were different versions as to what Rabbi Yehuda held. That's it seems like you have to say, because they seem to contradict each other. And then, Rabbi Yochanan Nami, Havadi Lav Shema Masahu. So now we have the same problem with Rabbi Yochanan. Because remember, the Nosar Gemara seems to say, the Nosar Brisa seems to say, if the Torah hadn't told you that there's a mitzvah saseh of burning the Korban Pesach meat, you would have gotten Malkus. Why would you have gotten Malkus? Isn't a Lav Shema Maisa? So Rabbi Yochanan, who doesn't infer that Lav Shema Maisa, you get Malkus. So how could he say Lav Shema Maisa in Lokin Alav? So Savar La Ki Had Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin Amar Rav Amram Amar Rav Yisrael Amar Rav Yochanan. So he Rav Yochanan holds like that which Rav Idi Bar Avin said eventually the name of Rav Yochanan, that Rav Yehuda Omer Mishum Rav Yosef Glili Kolol Tasa Shabbat Torah Lav Sheish Bo Basa Lokin Alav Lav Sheish Bo Basa Ein Lokin Alav Chutz Bid Hadishpa. So apparently, again, that Rabbi Yochanan basically says that I don't hold of this Rabbi Yehuda, I hold of a different Rabbi Yehuda. I hold of this Rabbi Yehuda. This Rabbi Yehuda says that basically, Lav Shiva Baisa, you don't get Malkus except for three things. If you swear falsely, right? It's only if you swear that you're going to do something and you don't do it. But if you swear that you're going to do something and you don't do it, then that's a Lav Shiva Maisa and you don't get Malkus on it. Okay? If you swore that you did something and you didn't do it, so that is the case where you get Malkus. But if you swear that you will do something, like Shvush Ochel Kikar Zeh, Rashi says, you don't eat it, then it's a Lav Shiva Maisa. Why do you get Malkus for Meimar? It says for Tamura, where you exchange a Korban. You say, you're not allowed to exchange a Korban. So even though, by the way, there is an assay afterwards, but this is, I think we saw the Tosos a few weeks ago, there's a double Ashot. It says Lo Yachlifedu V'Lo Yamir. It says Lo Yachlifedu V'Lo Yamir. It says the double lashon. Normally speaking, the mitzvahs asay should be docha the lav, because right, there is a mitzvah asay. What's the mitzvah asay? That it says you're not allowed to exchange korbanos. If you do, do you know what that lacha is? Both the original korban and the one that you want to substitute remain kadosh. So that's like a mitzvah asay in a sense. But nevertheless, there are two lavin. Lo yachlifedu v'lo yamir also. Okay, and the third case is a makalas chavero b'shev. You curse your friend with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that seems, by the way, that seems to be the Rashi's position, the Rabban's position. The Rambam says even if you curse with other kinuyim of Hashem, you're also chayav malkus. That's a side interesting machlokes of when you're chayav malkus by cursing your friend with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we're left. So now basically what we've said until now is that there seem to be two Rabbi Yehudas, and Rabbi Yochanan, regarding Lav Shiva Maisa, holds of the second Brisa, you know, this other Brisa of Rabbi Yehuda, and this other halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, and Reish Lakish also, he doesn't hold of the Asra Safek from the Nosar Gemara, he holds of a different Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara, of course, asks, Kasha, the Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a question of double Rabbi Yehudas there. Whether you hold like Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, he contradicts himself. In one place he says Asra Safik is Asra, in another place he says Asra Safik is not Asra. And one place says Lav Shein Bo Maisa, you get Malkus. Another place it says you don't get Malkus. So how do you resolve these two contradictions? So the Gemara answers, E le Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Trei Tanoim Libe de Rabbi Yehuda. According to Reish Lakish, there are two Tanoim according to Rabbi Yehuda. So basically, he's stuck, and he's forced to say that you're right, it does say Rabbi Yehuda, it says this, and here, and then another bright says Rabbi Yehuda, says this, and they're totally contradictory. You have no choice but to say there are two different students, and they heard opposite things. It's not the last time that that's happened. Then, Ila Rabbi Yochanan, if it's like Rabbi Yochanan, you want to ask Rabbi Yochanan, Lokasha, Holiday Hadarabe. Here you can ask maybe a little bit better. Because the Brice of Nosar, that's Rabbi Yehuda himself. The Lav Shemamaisa, you get Malkus. And that which he says, you don't get Malkus, the Lav Shemamaisa, that's not his opinion, but he said that in the name of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, and that's whom Rabbi Yochanan holds like. So what emerges is, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda regarding this halach of Lav Shein B'maisa, he only holds like him regarding Hasra Safek Shema Hasra. So what emerges from here is that you really have a two-way machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. They debate, they argue about Hasra Safek, is that Ksirat Hasra? They argue about Lav Shein B'maisa, whether you get Malkus Adad or not. Now, since the Gemara already mentioned Rabbi Yochanan, who held that the obligation of Malkus depends on whether you're mevatel the atzei. That's what Marty taught last week, in the last Amud, that you get Malkus as soon as you are mevatel the atzei, as soon as you can no longer perform the atzei. So the Gemara is now going to explain, right? It's not that, the debate between bitlo v'lo bitlo and kimo v'lo kimo that you saw last week is a debate of, right? So the Torah says, don't do this. And then if you don't leave over the Korban Pesach meat. And if you do, so then by Eish Tisrofu, you have to burn it. So when do you get the Malkus? Is it only, let's say, when you can no longer fulfill the Asay? That would be bitlo v'lo bitlo. Or when you have the opportunity to fill the Asay and you don't. Okay? So again, Rabbi Yochanan said it depends. You only would get Malkus if you no longer can fulfill the Asay. So we're first going to bring the debate of the Tanaim regarding the lav of Shilua Chakad, because it says in Parshas Kiseitze, Ki kari kad tzipor lefanecha, va'eim rovetz ala frachim ala beitzim, lo tikach ha'eim abadim, you can't take the mother together with the kids, shalech shalech ha'sa'ab, you send away the mother bird, and ves ha'bodim tikach lach, and you take the kids. Meaning what? There's a lav, don't take the mother together with the kids, and there's an assay to send away the mother bird. Now there's a debate amongst the Tanaim whether the assay is connected to the lav. And does the assay fix the lav? Tanad Hasa, we learned it over there in Meseches Chulin. Hano tel Eibal Habadim. Let's say you take the mother bird together with the kids. And by doing that, you violate the lav. Rabbi Yehuda Ober Loke Ve'edo Mishaleach. You get Malkus, and you don't have to send away the mother bird. Why? Because this is a lav, and the assay is not connected to it. The assay does not fix the lav, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say, Mishaleach v'eloka. The Chachamim hold, it's a lav anita klase, classic lav anita klase, just like burning the korban, leftover meat fixes the prohibition of not leaving over meat. So too, sending away the mother bird fixes the sin of taking both the mother and the kids together. The Gemara, the Chachamim continue. Zakal, this is the rule. Kol shehu, kol bitzis lota se sheish bo kuba se. If there's a lotase followed by an asay, so then you don't get Malkus on it. So let's think about this for a second. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he holds bitlo velo bitlo. What does it mean, bitlo velo bitlo? Meaning that in every lav anita klase, you don't get Malkus until you are mevato, you lose the opportunity to fill the asay. So now the Chachamim's position is explained that what? You can send away the mother bird, and you never get Malkus, right? Whatever you want, and you won't get Malkus. unless what? Unless you violate, unless you no longer can fulfill the aseh. However, since the Chachamim say Zaklal, so therefore they are, in other words, what the Chachamim are doing here is they are saying that this is halacha in all similar cases to the Shiluach HaKein case. So if Yochanan is trying to to try to derive something from this understanding, Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Lanu Ela Zos V'Odacheres. He says, when it says Zaklal, right? In other words, we have the rule of Lav Anitek La'aseh. What's the classic case? Shiluach HaKad. Okay? So he says that when it says Zaklal, so it's coming to teach you other halachos. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's only one other case that's similar to this, that it is shayach to be mevatel the aseh and get malchus. In other words, all other cases of lav hanitak laaseh, you can never be mevatel the aseh and get malchus. Okay, in other words, Rav Yochanan who holds bitlo velo bitlo, meaning what? When there's a lav hanitak laaseh, and you violate the lav, and you don't fulfill the aseh right away, in all cases, you will always have the possibility to fulfill the aseh, and therefore you would never get malchus in the case of lav hanitak laaseh, with the exception of two cases. Shiluach HaKad, you can lose the opportunity to fulfill the aseh, you can be mevatel the aseh, in which case you would get malchus. Or, and there's one other case which he is going to discuss. Okay?
Why was Shiluach HaKad? Why is it different? I don't understand. Why is not
a regular big level of it? So you say Shiluach HaKad is a case where you could be mevato the aseh and get malchus, and there's one other case that's like that. So the Gemara is going to do now for the rest of the Amud and next Amud as well is going to say what is that other case where you could be mevatel the possibility of doing the aseh, which is you get malchus. And why is there no other case? You're saying every case of lav nitak laaseh,
yeah,
you should be able to
vatel aseh. Yeah, like we said, ma'adir adas rabim, here he eats the mother bird with no sir, he does such an animal, whatever, some you have to be to throw for. I mean, there are other ways to do
that. Right, so we're going to, so I can't answer you that question until we do all the we're going to try to discuss those other cases and see why that's not the case.
So you mean to the machlokas of bidlo over bidlo, it turns out it's only in two cases.
It's only two cases, sure. Right. And it seems what you're saying, it should apply to other things as well. So we're going to see why that's not necessarily the case.
Okay.
So that's exactly what we're trying to do here, your question.
Okay.
So Amar le Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar, by the way, here is Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. He was a student of Rabbi Yochanan. And he says that, by the way, let's say a Kohen who divorces his wife, there you get Malkus. So even there, the Malkus doesn't depend on the Kiyum Aseh, therefore you always get Malkus. So that one doesn't count. A Kohen who divorces his wife, he cannot, that's not a case of Bitlo, because that's a case where automatically you get Malkus. The case of Bitlo Velo Bitlo is a case where you theoretically could fulfill the Aseh, and once you nullify the opportunity, so then you would get Malkus. So we're not including the case of the Kohen who divorces his wife, where he gets Malkus. In any case...
Rabbi, so, are we saying by Shiluach HaKan that's Bitlo Velo Bitlo?
Yeah. Okay, a classic example would be what? Let's say that... yeah, you shechted the bird, or you right. In other words, let's say you took the mother bird together with the kids. You can still fix it by slaughtering the mother bird. So what do you do if you slaughter the mother bird? You kill the mother bird. So then, in that case, you would get malchus. That's what it seems like. Okay. So what's interesting is Rav Yochanan didn't tell you which one. So Rav Elazar said to Rav Yochanan, "Heicha, where's the other case?" Amar Leih, Rav Yochanan said back to him, "Lechi tishlach, when you find it, then let me know. go search for it." So it's a little strange. The Note of Yehuda explains. I'll just read you what he says. Shatam Shab Yochan Helim Devarav Logila Rabbi Elazar Ezer Lav Kavanaso. The reason Rabbi Yochanan sort of didn't say didn't reveal what he was referring to. Mishum shedavar eno muchlat, because actually it's not clear, it's not decisive, as we'll see. There's a debate between Rav Yossi Aglili, who says we're talking about peah, and Rav Akiva thinks it's bir chametz, and so there are different opinions. That's why he didn't reveal it, because it's not, he didn't say, because it really depends on, you know, there's a debate regarding that. In any case, nafak dak vashkach, so he went.
But Rabbi, if he's the one who's saying that there's one other case, wouldn't he know what the case is? Why is he then telling him to go search the other case and make himself crazy which one it is?
Right, so I guess
didn't Rab do that with Rav Yehuda also? Where he told him to go look for, to Shinana, go look for it?
Right. Sometimes you do it because you want them to learn or something. You want them to figure out. But I'm just pointing out, Noda Yehuda said that is it's not. He was trying to tell him that it's not so clear. Right. It's a funny way, Ben, of saying it. I agree with you. But anyway, that's what Noda Yehuda says. The Tanya. That's why he didn't say it outright. So maybe it's a combination of what Harry was saying and also what Noda Yehuda was saying. The Tanya, because we have. He said, "I've won." Onesh Shegerash. Let's say someone who rapes his wife. Sorry, he rapes a woman. He rapes a woman, and then at her option they get married, and then he divorces her. So he violates the law, right? And now he's obligated to remarry her. That's an asay. Im Yisrael hu machzer veino lokev. Im kohen hu lokev veino machzer. So even if he's a Yisrael, then he remarries her, he doesn't get Malkos. If he's a Kohen, he gets Malkos, and he's not Machzer her. So Rabbi Elazar actually did not explain, you know, exactly what his point is here. So the Gemara says, Hanicha laman detani kimo v'lo kimo. He says, according to Reish Lakish, who says kimo v'lo kimo, meaning what? That you get Malkos once Beis Din warns you to the Yisrael to remarry the woman that he raped, and he refuses to do so. He would get Malkus right away. But according to Yochanan, who says that no, this is a bitlo v'lo bitlo case, Bishlama gavi shiluach hakan mishkachasa. I could find the case of shiluach hakan, where you mavata the asay and you chayv Malkus, for example. I think I already mentioned a case you kill the mother bird, so you can't send her away. That's a case of bitlo v'lo bitlo. You mavatel the possibility, you knock out the possibility of fulfilling the asay, and therefore you would get the malchus. Ela ones bitlo v'lo bitlo hechem shachasla. But how you mavatel, right? The guy can always remarry. Let's say the guy can always remarry her. How is the case of ones shegerash a case of bitlo v'lo bitlo, where you could get Malkus? How can you mevatel that possibility? So the Gemara says, Idikatla, if it's a case where he killed her, okay, so Kivle Ramine, he'd be put to death. Now, what do you think is the easier case, a bitlo v'lo bitlo, in the case of the Odesh Shigerash?
We already had the Gemara. I think you have that forever.
That okay.
And then it would prohibit him from remarrying.
Yeah, we're going to get there in a bit. What's another simpler way of doing it? How
if she marries somebody else?
Right. Or
what if she dies?
Or she dies. Right? What if she dies? So the top Tosa says v'imesa imkein lo bat la'ihu. So he argues that you only bitlo means that you cancel. You're the one who cancels the assay, not that she cancels the assay. So that would same thing apply if she would marry someone else. She'd be canceling the assay. If she dies, she'd be canceling the assay. That's why the Gemara suggests that the case is the one where he killed her, because he would be canceling out the assay.
I raised the question last year, Grammy. What if he killed him, Shogun?
Good. Tosus.
Tosus
says? Tosus. Okay. So, Vim Tomar, Dilma, Mairi, the Katla, Vekomkom, Love, Ekimli, Dramine, the Mairi, Shaharga, Shogun. Okay, so, good, Marty. Baruch Shekivanta. So what if Vieshlomar, Dimkein, Hainu Kamo Mesa Me'eleha, Kevan, Tehargo Shlom Miskave. So that's a little bit of a chiddush. Says that if he killed her unintentionally, that he wants to say that The only time it's considered as if you're mevatel the aseh, you cancel the aseh, if you do it intentionally and not unintentionally. Okay. So
that requires, you know, some lumbus in what is, you know, we say shogeg means, you know, a certain level of negligence, right. Serious negligence.
Right.
So is that, was he mevatel it because he was so negligent, or does it have to really be the kavana? I guess he's saying it has to really be the kavana.
I think it has to be the kavana. Right.
Yep.
You would say the same thing by Shiluach HaKan if the mother bird just flew away on her own.
Right.
Same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't Mavakul.
Right. Correct. I think that's right. You know, it's interesting that, right, the, yeah, so here the interesting question is, why don't you say, Let's say it's Kimli Midramine. What's Kimli Midramine? Kimli Midramine is that you have two punishments occurring at the same time from the same action, and you only get this more severe punishment. So the truth is, let's say he divorces his wife, and then he kills her.
It's machlokas.
What do you mean machlokas?
Because it depends. It depends when he should be getting machlokas.
Right.
If it's as soon as he didn't do it, right. As soon as he divorced her, that's one. Right. And the other one is once he kills her.
Right. In other words, let's say he kills her. So do you say that he's liable for malchus at the time? Do you say that he's liable for Malkus at the time
that he's Megarishar, or at the time that he can no longer remarry him?
Right. You know, Is he Chayv Malkus, but he doesn't get the Malkus until he nullifies any possibility to remarry her, or maybe not. Or maybe he gets Malkus only when he's Mavato the Aseh.
It sounds like from Rashi last week, and Rashi explained the connection between Asura Safek and Bitlo. He said that Rabbi Yochanan says you can give Asura, you have to give Asura at the time he does the law, which is divorcing her.
Right.
But it's okay if it doesn't take effect 20 years when he finally is Madhir Hiral Dasra kills her, whatever it is. He said Dasra will still work even though it's Asura Safek. But he doesn't have the
Chiyuv Malchus
until he does the
Bitlo. Right. Rashi from last week's Amud said that the Shas Bitl Aseh, that is the Gemar Halav. That's what Rashi wants to say. The Ramban proves from here, by the way, that the time of the Bitl Aseh, that's when you're Chayav the Malchus. But more than that, the Hasra, and then the Hasra is at that time. Now, let's say you only got Hasra for the Aseh, but not for the Lav. So the Ramban wants to say that maybe if you only got the Hasra, let's say there's no Hasra for the Lav, there's only Hasra for the Aseh. So if that's the Gemar Lav, if you got the Hasra for the Aseh, so the Ramban wants to prove that based on this, that Hasra would help for you to get Malkos, even if you had Hasra when you didn't do the Aseh to fix the Lav. Because that's the ending of the Aseh. But Rashi seems to disagree, and he said that you need to have the Asura when you violate the Lav. That's an interesting sort of side debate there. In any case, so the Gemara says, here's the case of being mevatel. So we still, what's the case of being mevatel the Aseh in the case of the Onesha Geirash? On Rishimi Mechozna, Kigon Shekibel La Kiddushin Me'acher. Let's say the guy who raped her is Mekabel for her kiddushin from another person. In other words, what happens? If she just gets married to another guy, so he's not mevatel the aseh. But if he is mekabel, let's say the money, like some guy is mekadesh her, but this the first husband collects, let's say, the kiddushin money on her behalf, so she's betrothed to him. So therefore, he can no at that point, he's no longer allowed to marry her, right? In other words, if you divorce a woman, you can remarry her, unless what? Unless she marries someone else. So as soon as this man, the former husband, assists her in marrying someone else by accepting the kiddushin money, so then he's mavata the aseh, and that's a case of bitlo, of you being mavata the aseh, in which case you would get malchus. Okay.
That doesn't make sense, Rabbi.
Okay.
First of all, how can he accept it on her behalf if she hasn't set him up as a shliach?
Okay. Good. Good. Omar, so let's continue. Omar Rav. Good.
And even if you say that it's for her benefit, he's doing something against himself, which shouldn't be allowed to be done.
Okay, so let's see. Omar Rav. Isha vise shaliach. If the woman made him a shaliach, ihi kamavat lalei. Just because he's a shaliach, she's the one who's been mavatal. Exactly what you're saying, Ben. She's the one who's been mavatal it, the asay, not him. And if she doesn't appoint to be shaliach, he doesn't have the power to accept kedushin on her behalf. So they can't be correct. Elam Rav Shimi Binardai, so this is, I think, what Marty, you're alluding to, and I guess you spoke about it last week, Kagon, Shehidira Barabim, that he made a neder not to get, that she should not get benefit from him, and therefore he is not allowed to marry her. Okay? So therefore, he is not allowed to marry her.
A neder that you can't be made to.
Right, there's a neder that you cannot annul. You discussed this last week, Marty?
Yeah, it was mentioned
So there are certain Adarim, there are certain Adarim that you cannot annul. So one of them is, if it's done barabim, right? So the Gemara says hanicha leman dabar neder shehud barabim lo hafara. This works well according to the opinion that says a neder that has been annulled in public in front of 10 people. I'm sorry, that was made, not annulled. I'm sorry, neder that was made in front of 10 people that has the power such that it cannot be annulled. Ella labad da'abar yesh lo hafara, but according to the opinion that says that you can annul a neder that's done in public by kalabebar, so what's the possibility of being mevatel the aseh? Tiba dira le al das rabim. He says that this is al das rabim, not in birabim. He says this depends bidas rabim uvidas basted. Okay, so where the Bastin says to her that we're being made near you, we're making based on our das, and that has strong power, that cannot be annulled. Rashi writes that so I think there's actually a debate between Rashi and the Ramban here. Or I'm sorry, I think the Ramban wants to say that that you need both. It needs to be al das rabim and in front of them, because Rashi says in Gittin he says that they say we are madir you based on our das. So you need both das rabim ubifnehem. The Ritva says that those who argue and says no, even if they're the rabim not in front, just this lashon and I'm making this al das based in. And that is powerful enough that you cannot annul. Damar Amemar, because Amemar said Hilchasa, the lacha is neder shehu da barabim yesh lo hafar al das rabim in lo hafar. If it's al das, then there is no hafar, cannot be annulled. So the and Rashi, by the way, points out kigon sheidira barabim. Rashi says shematza lo avon sheasura lo vihidira. So Rashi said it's a case where he finds that there's a sin, that maybe she was mezana, she was unfaithful, and she is forbidden to him. So he makes a neder, like in that case. So the question.
Rabbi, I'm sorry. I lost the whole idea about what Rabbi Simi was saying. Can you go back to that?
Rabbi Shimi Michosna was saying?
No, right here. Shimi Menardo.
Well, Rashim Ben Arda is saying that what's the case of Bitlo? The case of Bilo, how can the Onei Shegerash be Mevatel and Asay? So he can be Mevatel the Asay of remarrying her if he makes a neder that he won't, that she will not get any benefit from him, and therefore he is not allowed to marry her. If he makes that neder that she won't benefit from him, so then he can't marry her. So if that neder was made al das rabim, then he cannot annul that, and he's mevatel because of that neder. He can't annul that neder, so that now he is no longer able to remarry her, and therefore he would get balkus.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so I just want to point out that Rashi says, like for example, if you find a sid that she's mezana, that's what Rashi wants to say. But Tosu says, what does that mean? If you find with her a sid, that Tosu says, Flonira dim kain ain't a mitzvah lekayim. There's no mitzvah to be with her. Elanira she dira below shum avon v'shaper chol aleha. Kigo da'amar konim tashmishech alai. So Tosfos wants to say that we're talking about. Tosfos said we're not talking about where she committed a sin. Where she committed a sin. He said we're talking about that he can make a neder to say not that she won't benefit from him, but he won't benefit from her. Okay, that he can make that type of neder. Okay, so anyway, what we conclude from here is that this is the other case, according to Rabbi Yochanan, of a situation where you can mevatel an asay, that's a labanit lasay, you can mevatel the asay, and you can cancel the say, and you would get malchus. Now the Gemara is going to say, wait a second, aren't there other cases? Well, there's no other case where it's a lavani dek la'asei and you can't be mevatel the asay. It can't be. Fatu leika, is there no other case? So, v'ha'ika, gezel, what about theft? The Rachmana Amar, because the Torah says, lo tigzol, Torah says, don't steal. And you should return the stolen object. And also by mashkon, what it also says by mashkon, it says that by collateral. Rachmana amar lo savo el beso la avot avoto. The Torah says you're not allowed to take someone's collateral. You can't go into his house to take his collateral without permission. And there's an assay of Hashav Tashivlo Havot Kivo Shemesh. Right? Let's say you took it without permission, without the permission of Beis Din. Or if you, let's say even according to Beis Din, you took someone's, let's say, blanket, his Ksus Laila. Right? This is the only garment. So you have to return it to him. So both of these cases, Mashkachas lava, kibov lo kibov, bliplov lo bitlo. In both these cases, you could think of cases of kibov lo kibov, bliplov lo bitlo. You get malchus, whether you hold like Reish Lakish, she says kibo. Let's say, for example, they warned him, return the stolen body, or return the mashkot, and he refuses. So in that case, you would get malchus. And also, according to Rav Yochanan, who says bitlo. Let's say you burn the stolen money, or you burn the mashkot, and then you would be bevato the asay, because you can't return. You can't return it. So Hasam Kevan de Chayav Bitashlumim Ain Loka Humishale. So he's saying that whenever you have a financial responsibility to the Torah says don't do this, and it's something that you can make up by compensation, you can pay, so you would never get malchus. Even if you get this notion of what money is fungible, right? So even if you destroy the object or the money that you stole, or you take the person's collateral, that is worth money. That's worth something. And therefore, you could, even if you destroy that particular object, we look at that as terms of a value, and in which case, that's not considered to be mevatel, because you always have the possibility to return it. Okay? So those two cases are knocked out. Those two cases are not a case where you can be mevatel. Anytime there's a financial way of an assay, you always have the opportunity to fill the assay until you die, and therefore you would never get malchus in these situations. So let's do one more. Maski flo Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asks, Ha ika mashkono shel ger. Let's say a Jew takes a mashkon of a ger, clatter from a ger, and then you burn it. Okay? Umesa ger. And the convert dies before the Jew can fulfill the assay. So now, and the ger, of course, doesn't have anyone to inherit. Because why? Because for a Jew always has yorshim. We all have people who can inherit because we all come from Yaakov Avinu. We can always find a relative, especially now with all these websites. You can find out who you're related to. But the ger has no relatives once he converts. So maybe that's a case of bitlo v'lo bitlo. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam, in the case where you burn the collateral of the ger, gavra bar tashlumim hu. At the time when the person burns, he has to pay the money, and he is he has this obligation. At the time when he burns the mashkon, the collateral, so at that point he owes money. He no longer mevatel the asay. He simply is someone who's the status of he is indebted to look at Rashi. He's not chayav malchus with this bittel. V'ahai de lo mishalei mishum de shibud de ger kapakal achar zman. So that which he doesn't pay is because the IOU falls away once the ger dies. So in other words, he is obligated to pay. He has this obligation to the ger, and it falls away by itself when the ger dies, and therefore. That's not considered like he is mevatel the asay, because the ger, and I guess in a sense, he himself is being mevatel the asay. You burnt the shtar, or you burnt whatever, you burnt the money, you burnt the mashkod, but you become indebted to the ger. Okay? But who's mevatel at the end of the day the asay? The ger when he dies. So therefore, that's not a case. So I think we're going to still try to find other potential cases which might be which might fit into this category, bitlo v'lo bitlo, in the next hour. Okay, we're going to stop.